Hey everyone, Ollie here, and I've got to tell you about the newest superhero series on the CW, Black Lightning. Now, to give you some backstory, Black Lightning, aka Jefferson Pierce, had previously powered down his crime-fighting career, and for the last 9 years, he's been the principal of the local high school. But in this city, when the hero's away, the gangs are going to play, and this dude's a family man. So when his people get caught in the crosshairs, it's time to take charge. Now the former hero's back in full force for a second round against corruption and violence. Because you know as well as I do, lightning does strike twice. It's dark days for the city of Freeland, but the storm is coming when Black Lightning brings his power to the people. Not only will the series spark you up, but it also has an electrifying soundtrack full of artists such as Rome Fortune, Nina Simone, Bobby Bland, and the great Isaac Hayes. You guys have got to check out Black Lightning on the CW on Tuesdays right after The Flash.
They've let me run loose. It's Markia Movie News, so you are going to have everything that you need to nerd about Black Panther and more.
Welcome to Popcorn Talk, featuring movie discussion, news, and interviews. Popcorn Talk, we talk movies. And now, here's Popcorn Talk's Marvel Movie News.
I didn't notice I set up the cards and everything.
I feel like I'm on trial or something, just looking at you. You're the judge.
So I'm the judge?
You're the
judge, and I'm worthy to hold the hammer?
That was totally unplanned, everyone.
Yes.
And it worked out perfectly.
And I still can't pronounce the hammer's name. Mjolnir.
Mjolnir. Hulk. You took out Hulk now.
Oh, you know, the toys, they just... what I do.
You're just too excited.
Yes, I am so excited because this is an all Black Panther episode. Well, with Marvel News incorporated in it, but it's very heavily Black Panther. So we are the Marvel Movie News. This is episode number 163, and we are coming to you from Burnin'Zana, which is the capital city of Wakanda. Yay, you learned something. We are going to tell you about the news from all the studios and why you should be just as excited as we are. So subscribe to us on iTunes at Marvel Movie News or find us at youtube.com/Popcorn Talk Network. You can also find us on the Popcorn Talks website. Follow us on Twitter. That's at Marvel News PTN or at The Popcorn Talk. And Facebook, we have a Facebook, and we're kind of getting better at it, of doing that Facebook. So facebook.com/Marvel News Show, you know, follow us, like us. It would make us do Facebook more often. And if you tweet out a link to the show with a message telling people about our live chat, then Aunt Menthony in the booth will retweet you.
Hello, everybody. Markia Movie News is happening today. I can't wait to find out all these new and exciting little details and also to spread the passion of what is Black Panther. I'm so excited for this episode.
Yes, that is exactly what this episode is about. Not necessarily the minutiae of Black Panther. I've taken in all of your questions that you've sent. Thank you so much for those questions. And I see more that it's like you want an overall type of thing going on. So we are going to take care of you. And not only that, we're going to do call-ins. Aunt Manthony, I guess you can let us know the call-in number. So as we're rolling along, I'm going to keep on pumping out Black Panther for you, and you can hit me with even more questions. So Aunt Manthony, what's the call-in number that we can... Well, as you get that, we are just going to continue on. And since it is Markia Movie News today, we're going to start off with Ant-Man and the Wasp. No, we're not. Ant-Man and the Wasp is an awesome movie, but we're starting off with Black Panther. And the call-in number that we have will be 424-256-1633. So you can get your call-in on. So we're going to start this off with, I love the fans of Black Panther. And then specifically this fan, if there's like a Black Panther fan of the week, this man gets that award. And that is Detrick Maddox. He goes by at Mr. Design Junkie on Twitter. And he is the one that is responsible for those awesome fan-made posters that you have been seeing. For instance, the one where you have The Shape of Africa. It's a Black Panther fan-made poster. And then you have the Dora Milaje populating The Shape of Africa. And then you have them also at the bottom, which is what we're seeing right now up on our... Yeah. And then the next one. Yes. Oh, where you have it's Eric. It's still the outline of Africa. And you have Eric Killmonger, also known as Njaraka. he is in the actual Africa outline, and below his face, you see him with the scarification that he has, and it is epically beautiful. And then it's also like you really understand what that character has gone through. Like you get that culture when it comes with that. I love that this particular fan incorporated this. And then the color palette that he uses for this one is vibrant and it's like aggressive tones. So I very much enjoy that. And our next one. Yes, and then this one is even more somber and darker. Each of these have the outline of Africa. This is Wakabi. In the comics, he's known as Manape. He will not be known that for the film for a variety of reasons. And he is one of the villains that is going to be in this particular Black Panther. And it depicts like his face. He's got a very ominous expression going on. That face has a promise to you that some ish is going to be going down. And then the one that I love the most. So with this particular one, yes, it has Angela Bassett in it. You know me by now. So it has Angela Bassett, and she is alongside the outline of Africa. And she's just, she is a regal queen. I'm so glad that they got her for this movie. I can't, nobody else could have been Ramonda. The only other person she could have been was Storm, but we don't have that yet. So I will take an Angela Bassett Ramonda any day, every day. And with the outline of Africa, inside is one of the earlier Black Panther posters that we got. And you see Black Panther himself on a cliffside overlooking Wakanda. Wakanda. Don't we all wish that we were just born in Wakanda? I mean, it's a beautiful country. It's universal health care. Yes, they're isolationists, but wouldn't we kind of be that way if we had everything that they do? But we are going to move forward. So with Black Panther, it has been forecasted for $120 million opening weekend. Black Panther pre-sales have outpaced any Marvel movie that has, well, since Marvel movies started doing. And that's also adding in inflation costs. Black Panther has done that already, and we are still a solid month out. Oh, happy Martin Luther King Jr. weekend, everyone. So with it, I mean, the initial pre-sales, they blew past mid-range expectations earlier this week. And this is Box Office Pro that reported that. And they say, while caution remains prudent as fans rush to grab tickets for the highly anticipated Marvel film, the film's current sales activity combined with a surge of social media momentum now has it definitively tracking closer to our high-end expectations. They do not know how amazing this film is going to be. I think $1 billion in the first two weekends.
Wow.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that.
Definitely. This is just a rough estimate. And like, I'm pretty sure you bought half of those tickets, Marquis.
Oh, you know I did. You know I did. Well, that and some of my friends bought me a couple of tickets for post-Christmas.
Oh, nice.
And they were like, oh, great. So you're going to come with us and we're seeing it at this time. We're going to see IMAX and Merry Christmas. I'm like, yes,
you definitely have to see this movie in IMAX for sure, because this is just a movie like that we've never seen in the MCU before, for sure. Like, this is the atmosphere alone and the incredible cast. So I am totally not surprised by this forecast of Black Panther.
Yeah, there shouldn't be any surprise with this. One of the major things about this particular property, not only have we been trying to put this property out for a while, and I will touch more on that later. There will be a Wesley Snipes moment. But not only that, but it's we have not had this. We need this. And I don't think they understand the market has past been ready for this. You have blurreds everywhere. And for those that don't know, that's Black nerds. you have us everywhere. We've grown up with this. We do D&D. We do gaming. It's just you don't see us frequently. Mm-hmm. But something that I really love about Black Panther coming out now is that I think this is the sweet spot for when it could have even possibly have come out. I mean, when you think about the other Black Panther series that have come out, and they have been really good. They have been really good. I like Christopher Priest. I enjoy a lot of what Reginald Hudlin brought to Black Panther. But having, I'm going to mispronounce his name horribly, Ta-Nehisi Coates, having him, and chat room can totally... if you can spell that phonetically for me, we already know that I can't pronounce people's names. Mm-hmm. I barely pronounce mine. I called him Ozzy the other day, so. But yes, this is the perfect time, not only with technology to be able to bring alive the vibranium suit, the anti-vibranium claws, to be able to have this wonderfully talented crop of actors and actresses that we have to be the Dora Milaje, to be Eric Killmonger, which is Michael B. Jordan, to be Wakabi, to be Zuri with Forest Whitaker. We needed it to happen at this particular time, at this particular moment. So then what will happen here will echo. It'll echo through the ages. I mean, this is what Iron Man was. Iron Man started this. This is our Iron Man for going into the next phases.
The new beginning. I like that.
Yes, the new beginning. But don't take my word for it. There's a lot of other people that are appreciators of Black Panther. And we're going to watch a quick video. This is Alexis Torres, and she is an AfterBuzz TV correspondent.
Oh, my gosh. So, Black Panther, this movie that's coming out, I'm so excited. And the main reason why I'm excited is because of what it represents. I have always wanted to see what a superhero would look like if it looked like me. And the fact that there's extras and there's supporting characters and everything, there's just a whole collection of melanin all over this movie. And it's going to be so fantastic. And I cannot wait to finally have this movie out. And then when my kids get to see it, they actually have a superhero to grow up with and see. They can see that they're the same. I cannot wait.
Yes, and speaking of kids, I mean, there is going to be, there's been a number of fundraisers for getting kids into the theaters to see Black Panther. And I just want, for those that don't understand, I just really want you to get, we haven't been able to grow up with having a superhero that looks a certain way, that looks like us. We haven't had that. We haven't, well, and people will be like, oh, well, you had Luke Cage. Yeah, we had Luke Cage like maybe, what was that, 2 years ago? A year ago?
A year ago.
It's like, oh, you had Blade. Yeah, Blade was in the 90s, right? That was like 90s, early 2000s. And it's been a while. And for the fact with T'Challa, with Black Panther, he is epic. The way that he is epic is that he's Marvel's Batman, and it is a gross disservice that he has not been in the spotlight really up to this point. And how he's Marvel's Batman, he is incredibly smart. He's a master at contingency plans. He's rich as Croesus. Big time. I mean, hands down, he's most likely the richest person on the planet. And then just for a fun fact for you, you remember Quinjets? This is just a little thing, and we'll move on. But you remember Quinjets, and this has already been established like in Avengers and everything like that. Who do you think make those? Wakanda did. The Wakanda Design Group made those. So, like, Wakanda has already been part of all of this, and you haven't even realized. But let's continue forward, because I'm gonna get so into my Black Panther. But yes, there's been a number of fundraisers and fundraising campaigns. And one particular one, it was a crowdfunding campaign to send Harlem kids to Black Panther, and it raised over $25,000. This was reported by ABC. It was New Yorker Frederick Joseph. He created a GoFundMe campaign to raise funds. It was to allow kids from the Boys and Girls Club of Harlem to see the upcoming MCU movie for free. The only thing I guess I could say is try to picture that you didn't grow up with Captain America, with Spider-Man, with Iron Man, with, I mean, insert blank here. It's the fact that these kids now have this now, I am so happy about, but I'm super jealous too, because I would have loved to have grown up with a Black Panther. And I should probably say the number for the call-ins again. So if we can get that up, I will definitely do that. Yeah. Ah. So people like that Quinjet. I'm seeing the chat room. People like that Quinjet info. Okay. So yes, but moving on with Marvel news, the call-in number is 424-256-1633. So we have Ant-Man and the Wasp. There have been new close-up photos that reveal Ant-Man and the Wasp's new costumes. So it was the International Consumer Electronics Show. They recently revealed the new costumes on full display for guests at the trade show. And this was courtesy of Marvel's partnership with Dell. Oh, Yeah, and you can see right here on our screen for those that don't see us, it's super hype. I like this.
It's really exciting because we don't really know what to expect from Ant-Man and the Wasp, mm-hmm. but we're too excited for Black Panther, as we should be.
Yes.
But, you know, Ant-Man and the Wasp, it's coming, so stay tuned.
Absolutely. But with those particular costumes that they have for Ant-Man and the Wasp, it seems so armored and mm-hmm. it's nice. So you kind of have to wonder about the environment that they need to be able to, you know, for that armoring. You know, they're going to be infinitesimally small. So maybe there's a lot of pressures that we don't even understand with the shrinkage that would have to happen mm-hmm. with doing that.
I'm excited for Michelle Pfeiffer personally.
Yeah. I'm excited that she was excited enough to then be like, hey, I'm going to start reading comic books. What does that say? A learned actress like that at, you know, she's just had this lifelong career. She's like, you know what? Yeah, comic books. That's going to be a thing. So, and we also have this. This is fun. It's a Venom movie first look. It's Tom Hardy as Eddie Brock. And thanks to IGN, we finally have our first look of Eddie Brock with the Venom solo project. It's, you know, it's Tom Hardy standing there mm-hmm. in a shirt. He's looking very Tom Hardy-ish.
Yeah.
With or maybe he's looking mm-hmm. very Eddie Brock-ish. And I'm just seeing Tom Hardy because that's my own mental filter.
I'm seeing exactly the same thing you're seeing, Markia.
Yeah, he has a book open. It looks yeah. like he's a journalist. I mean, Eddie Brock. So he's, you know, he's taking questions. Mm-hmm. He's spilling the tea, maybe.
I'm sure Koi's very excited, though, to see this, mm-hmm. at least.
I am looking forward to seeing more photos
exactly
of this. But I'm glad that they threw us something. But... oh, yes. Jack in the chat room. He looks very much like Tom Hardy indeed.
Well,
yeah.
We'll stay tuned for that.
I know. We
Hopefully
definitely will.
We'll see more Eddie Brock and Tom Hardy in the future.
Yes. And just real quick, let me drop just a little bit more Black Panther on you because apparently I don't feel like there's enough Black Panther being said. So we would have had Black Panther earlier. In fact, Wesley Snipes was all on board. This was right after Demolition Man in like 1993. He's like, you know what we need? I feel like everything's ready to go. We should have a Black Panther movie. And he was all set to do it. We got Blade, which is awesome. And then it, you know, as things progress, you know, Black Panther Project didn't happen. Then we might have possibly have gotten it again, but instead we got Blade Trinity. At the time, it seems like Marvel didn't feel like they wanted maybe that same superstar with two major properties, or maybe they just weren't feeling Black Panther at all that time. I'm sure there's a number of theories and people can talk more about that. I have my own theories about why we didn't get that. But, hey, no real complaints because we did get Ryan Reynolds, you know, oh, yeah. thanks to Blade Trinity, which leads us into our Deadpool news. And let me say real quick for the call-in number is 424-256-1633. So with Deadpool news, so Ryan Reynolds, he shared a new Deadpool image for us. It's to celebrate the early release because if you didn't know, the release date has been moved up to May 18th. And so Ryan shared a photo with us to celebrate its earlier release. Now, I can't really tell with the darkness of the screen. Ollie, can you describe this for me real quick?
Oh, it's actually the, what is that called? The handle of his katanas.
Right.
And it says Beau Arthur, I believe, on which
oh,
is a reference to the
that's right,
Golden,
that's right, that's
Golden
right.
Girls.
Where he named his, mm-hmm. he named his katanas. Mm-hmm. So we get a... we get a little Beau Arthur in
our
day.
That's so crazy they moved that up.
We actually have our first caller now.
Oh, okay, great. Hey, caller, you're on with a Markia Movie News. Hello?
Is anyone
oh,
there?
No. I don't think they realize that they got through.
Hello?
Okay, well...
There is someone else.
Yeah. There we go.
Sorry about that.
They're ready.
Yeah, no problem.
All right, here's the next caller.
Hi, welcome to Markia Movie News, I suppose.
Hey!
Hey!
Oh, so good to finally... excited. I've been doing a show for like 3 years.
Really? Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. What's your name? Yeah. Where are you calling from?
Ed.
Ed? Hey, Ed.
So, yeah, I'm very excited for Black Panther.
Yes. Yes, right? Go ahead.
So I mentioned in the chat, you obviously saw the TV spot, Entourage, right?
I'm sorry?
The Black Panther TV spot, Entourage, where they show the Don Mirage.
Yes, I've seen the featurettes. I also saw the Wakanda Warriors.
Yes, yeah, so I think they reveal a spoiler.
Oh, do you?
Okay, So I forgot who he's playing. Forrest Whitaker's character.
He's Zuri, Zuri.
Yeah, and I forgot what's her name from 12 Years a Slave. She's
Lupita Nyong'o.
Lupita Nyong'o. She plays Nakia.
Yeah, there's a spot. You just missed it. She's had her feet. He's on the ground, and she's stepping on him. Like she's got the blade. It was like told to, to stay down. I think that's a plot, and there's like a battle behind them. I think there's a plot where he maybe betrays Black Panther, and maybe sided with either Killmonger or with I don't want to say many, but
I absolutely adore, Ed, that your first instinct is thinking that Zuri is the one that betrayed Black Panther and not Nakia.
Well,
then,
who? that she's the one that portrays.
Right. Yeah.
Well, it's Forrest Whitaker because he knows to play sinister characters in TV, and looking at Nyong'o, she plays a very, because a lot of people want her Storm, and but that could be another great twist.
Nice. Yeah, there are some fun things with. Oh, go ahead.
Well, it's just like I didn't know people. It's like very quick. It's like she's stepping on him. He's on the ground. It's like, oh my god. And I thought like, oh, it's because he's Forrest Whitaker. I thought he'll be the one portraying Black Panther and the family. But now it could be all the way around.
Yes, I hope I stoked your nerd fire a little bit because I very much recommend reading some more Black Panther. You can either read Christopher Priest's run, or you can read Ta-Nehisi Coates' new run. And let's just say Nakia is not just Adore Milaje. And even just saying that, just Adore Milaje, this formidable warrior, she has an interesting story arc. But thank you for calling, Ed. I like you bringing that up.
All right, bye.
Bye, Ed. Nice.
Yeah, that'll be really interesting.
Yes, and I absolutely adore, like, he was watching for that, and he's like, yeah. Mm-hmm. Like, oh, this. I'm like, yeah. Ooh.
That's something I've been thinking about, too, about Nakia. I don't think she's in Infinity War, so.
Oh.
I don't know what's happening. So I don't want to say anything.
I don't want to say the name Malice, but those that know, Malice?
That says something about her.
Yeah. But, I'm so glad that he brought that up. So let's go ahead and watch the Wakanda Warriors trailer, because that was released. I believe that was on January 12th. So let's go ahead and watch that real quick right now. It's like a minute, 30 seconds. So, but basically where they're talking about their characters, they're talking about the Adore Milaje. I'm going to have to talk over it a little bit because, that's how we have to do.
That he has to look out for an entire nation.
Yeah, he brings out fantastic points with T'Challa. It's that we haven't really had this superhero that was so involved with his own country. I mean, yes, we had Thor, but, he had Odin. This
Okoye represents the
I love that
tradition, while my character Nakia challenges tradition.
And did we see that was more than likely a Shibe that was standing right next to Nakia, which says something.
She was born with a warrior spirit.
I got into a disagreement.
Oh, this fighting. Their fighting style.
I'm ready for that casino scene.
I know, right? You know what this kind of reminds me of? This is Sparta!
Honestly.
But it's like, how can you take the Spartan warriors and then like crank that up until 11? You have the Adore Milaje.
I just want to see the choreography just acted out already.
Man.
I mean, all these little snippets, I need more.
Ugh. It's like this fighting style. This fighting style, it's so raw. It's so real. And I cannot wait because, you know, them by themselves as individuals, that's a force to be reckoned with. Them together, you know, just batten down the hatches. Just, you know, give them whatever they want. Get out of their country, basically. Like, yeah. But speaking of Thor, so we do have this in where Avengers Infinity Wars Chris Hemsworth has said that contractually he's done with playing Thor. So he starred in 3 solo Thor films. I remember the last one was Thor Ragnarok, just happened, and 4 separate Avenger films. So 7 films. And his contract with Marvel Studios has been fulfilled. And that means that, you know, the future with him is uncertain, but he's no longer legally obligated to appear in any films. So that's what we know. But he probably will.
Got another caller.
Okay, we've got a caller. Hit me.
Hey, Markia, this is Chris from Texas.
Hey, Chris from Texas. Nice to meet you, or e-meet you. What's your question?
Yeah. Well, you may have already answered. I missed the first 10 minutes of the podcast. Mm. But I sent out a Twitter to you early last week regarding the history of Black Panther and Storm in the comics.
Ah.
And seeing how you might incorporate Storm into the MCU.
Okay. Yes, it was. I remember that tweet, and it was absolutely an excellent one because and this isn't really a spoiler for other people. I mean, this has been in the comics for like a while where they have in the comics where Black Panther and Storm get married, and they are like an ultimate power couple when it comes to Marvel, like to a point where when Mr. Fantastic and Sue Richards, like they take a break for a while, and then the power couple of T'Challa and Storm like step in and be like, yeah, you go chill. We've got this. But with the marriage of Storm and Black Panther, obviously we're not going to have that in this first movie. And if it really comes to it, what I would prefer for romantic attachment, if they have one, and I doubt that they're going to bring it into this movie. There is a person, Monica Lin, and she is a jazz singer. He actually ends up getting engaged to her, and the engagement ends up being, you know, broken because, well, basically she gets tired of being kidnapped because he's king of a country and she just kind of wants to live her life. There are some things that love can't overcome. So, but with them incorporating Storm and Black Panther, I could see that in a second movie, definitely. And something that people don't know is that Storm is the love of T'Challa's life. Like, they have a backstory that is impressive and kind of heartbreaking. And then they get married and you're happy. And then things happen after they're married. I don't want to spoil too much. I just want to stoke a nerd fire real quick. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, does that answer your question, Chris, or... Because I can nerd out some more.
Yeah. No, totally. I saw a little bit of Black Panther back in the X-Men animated series. That was my first interface with him.
Yes.
When they did some of Storm's backstory. So I know the well is deep, and I'm excited. And I hope when the Fox-Disney merger ultimately happens that we can see that.
Yes, and it would
but
be.
Yeah, no, thank you. That provides a little background to what might happen. So,
all right, cool. Thanks so much for calling, Chris from Texas.
Yeah, certainly. All right, bye.
Bye. Yeah. Oh, what a great point, though, because that they could do a lot of nuance with Storm and Black Panther's like relationship, and it's something that because it's founded in love. I mean, there is angst involved because it's love. But it doesn't have to be love from hardship, which is one of the reasons why I really enjoy them. So we're going to continue on with Black Widow. So the Black Widow movie is reportedly in development at Marvel Studios. And a standalone Black Widow film, and we've heard this before, but it's supposed to be in the development stage. And the script is penned by Jack Schaefer. So... still very, very early development, and Variety has reported this. So the film hasn't any green light, but they have a writer. And it states that Marvel Studios head Kevin Feige met with several potential candidates to write the film and then chose him. So that says that sounds great. Marvel execs have met with Scarlett Johansson and to discuss what they want from the script. So, and of course, with this being Marvel movie news, we know that you love Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. and we haven't been able to have an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. minute lately, but we have an Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. minute today to enjoy with the voice of Doom.
Oh boy, here we go.
Hey guys, that's right, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. minute is back because it's 2018 and I lost track of time, much like the agents lost track of time because they were traveling forward in time into a space station that's like five different hallways recycled. Anyway, this season has been crazy. At this point, this episode is past episode because I'm running out of time already. We're dealing with Kasai's. Did his throat get slit? I don't know. It sort of looked like it did, but then he didn't. It was on his cheek. May is down on the planet, and we're dealing with the Chromacons, i.e., the Not Watchers. If anyone has any idea what a Chromacon is inside the Marvel Universe, send help my way.
15 seconds.
Tweet it that second. Oh, what was that?
15 seconds.
Oh, somebody's trying to check my time now.
No, you're well,
now you're at 15 on time. Yeah. Well, okay, we're talking about time travel, which the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. are dealing with, and they're going to have to somehow get back to the present with. We're talking about time. There's only one man to go with, Doctor Strange.
Yeah.
I found
the key. Hey, I miss you guys. What I can still do.
He's alive.
All right, guys, this has been the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. Minute. I'll see you next week.
Yay!
That was so sweet.
So, yes, we got a little Matt Key cameo.
Oh.
Yes, and, you know, he's at Geek & Sundry. He loves us. He misses us. You can still tweet him at The Matt Key. You can still tweet him at The Matt Key. And, yeah, go ahead and check out Wednesday Club, which they do on Wednesdays. So, and I'm gonna do that sometime soon. So, yeah, for our call-ins, we have the call-in number 424-256-1633. So, and here's some news for you.
We do have a call.
And we do have a caller. Okay. After this, we're going to have
Makia.
Hi!
And Ollie, of course.
Hey, what's up? How are you?
Hey, who is this? Daniel, where are you calling from?
Hey, Daniel.
Oh, Daniel, hey!
Hey. Also, oh my God, it's Matt. I just Matt and Zach and
I know, that just happened.
What was I gonna say? Right. So for three things, with the Black Panther prelude comics or issues that came out before, I just got the trade paperback of that.
Okay.
So I saw the it takes place like 10 years ago, which was kind of fun. Because, like, you know, you have T'Chaka watching the I am Iron Man announcement thing. And it was cool because it was, like, T'Challa's first week or first month or something as Black Panther. So that was interesting seeing that. And then on Avengers Assemble, the animated show, we had Black Panther there with some weird Doctor Strangeness happening. Mm-hmm. I think it was Nakia who was on there, so it was cool to see that.
Yeah, something that people don't realize is that Black Panther has been a part of the nerddom for a long time. I mean, yes, Jack Kirby and Stan Lee made him back in 1966, but he has been a part of almost every major Marvel superhero group. I mean, we're talking everything from Illuminati, Avengers, definitely. In fact, along with him being the Marvel's Batman, he actually joined the Avengers. It was kind of covered in Christopher Priest's run of why he would do that. This king of a country, why would he do that? Is that he was spying on them because he considered them a threat. And
right.
Yeah, so, I mean, Black Panther has existed just off the periphery, the social periphery for a very long time. And I'm glad that he's getting his due now. But do you have a question, Daniel?
Well, also that the third point was, you probably read the first issue of The Rise of Black Panther. and it was cool seeing that cause it's, you know, his grandfather's history. So I'll be interested to see how much of the Black Panther history, we dive into, like, in the movie, like, how far back it will go.
Yeah.
So I'm wondering, like, because we, you know, we have him, you know, with the panthers in the tree and that weird kind of dreamscape thing. Are we going to be, like, seeing, like, ancient Black Panthers, kind of like a lead up, kind of like a, you know, like Avatar kind of thing where you see the past
nice
Black Panthers kind of thing, if he has some sort of visions.
I get what you're saying. For others that don't realize, T'Challa is not the first Black Panther. He is from a long line of Black Panthers that have, it's a hereditary title to be Black Panther, but it's also something that you have to earn. You have to be blessed by Bast, the Panther God. And once you end up passing from the earth, your remains and your spirit are then in the necropolis. And that's like a city of the dead that Wakanda has. It's amazing. And once the Black Panther gets the honorific title of being, you know, king of the dead, you know, king just as a, or queen of the dead, king of the dead, they're then gifted with all of the experiences and memories of past Black Panthers. So basically, you're an unstoppable force once you have earned that title. Another nerd moment for y'all to stoke that nerd fire. But Daniel, thank you for calling in. It's always a pleasure to talk with you, dude.
Of course.
Mm-hmm. All right, and keep us up with those good mail days. I love those. Hey,
he's
gonna...
Bye, Daniel.
I enjoy Daniel.
He's awesome. He's always on Twitter.
He's so nice on Twitter and everything, too. Oh, so big news. New Mutants has been pushed back to 2019. So the Hollywood Reporter just revealed that the horror-inspired X-Men film, and this, remember, this is supposed to be the first horror of the X-Men series, it will now be jumping from April 13th of 2018, which was this year, to February 22nd, 2019. And this is partially because it needed to, well, it didn't test as well as it wanted to. And that was one of the decisions where they're deciding to crank up that horror a bit more, which I am on board for. Mm-hmm. The first time I saw The Ring was like 3 a.m. during a Christmas break when I was in the house alone. And that wrecked my life. So I want the horror just all the way up. If you're going to do Demon Bear, Demon Bear. Yeah.
As much as I don't want to wait, I think the wait's going to be worth it in order to revamp it. And as a horror fan, a superhero fan, I'm sad, but it has to be like top notch for sure.
Yeah. it's one of those things. And like normally this would be our big story for Marvel movie news. Aunt Anthony, answer to your question, no. But this would be our big story. Because, wow.
That's almost 10 months.
Yeah. 10 months-ish. That's a lot of, you know, revitalization, refilming, recasting.
I'm wondering, because of the whole merger, so how much are they going to alter it, you know?
Yeah. I mean, I very much enjoyed the trailer, but maybe I was filling in the blanks with my mind more than what would be there. Maybe they kind of softballed it a bit and then they realized, oh, no, wait, they're ravenous. These rabid fans, these glorious Marvel fans, and they are really embracing this genre. So, yeah, it's a very real possibility. They were like, yeah, they can take it.
Yeah.
And you know what? We can. Because Legion, we can take whatever you throw out at us. Doctor Strange, we can take it. It's like, don't Inhumans us anymore. Moving on. So over the weekend, and this was a fun thing, if you were on Twitter and you follow James Gunn on Twitter, and I recommend, you know, just go ahead and follow him. He was waiting for some friends, so he decided that he was just going to answer any question that anybody posed to him. So that stacked up pretty quickly, and we found out a number of things from James Gunn's point of view, including, and I'm sorry to tell anybody that was holding out hope, Yondu is dead forever. Sorry. When asked if Yondu would ever be brought back to life, Gunn tweeted, "Spoiler, he will never be brought back to life as long as I'm around. His passing needs to mean something." And I agree with that. Mm-hmm. Tell me, if you see him later on in the MCU, are you going to cry as hard when he's when he says, oh, I'm tearing up a little bit. What? When he says he might have been your father, but he wasn't your daddy. Like,
don't cry, Markia.
I'm not going to cry. I'm not going to cry. I'm saving it for Black Panther.
That line got me too.
Didn't that?
I love that line.
That is such a great line. And anybody who has, people from foster families having, step parents, it's like, yeah, there could be somebody that is your father or is your mother, but that doesn't mean that they're your mommy or your daddy. Mm-hmm. So, but it continues on. It gets really fun. Chris Pratt drops in, of course, because he's Chris Pratt. And he goes, I notice you haven't answered me. Let me be more specific. Can the villain in Volume 3 be a guy who has a cardboard box full of snakes? Yes or no? If no, then how about just a handful of snakes? And he says, what up with these snakes? Then throws the snakes at us. And James Gunn goes, spoilers, dude. You can't just go tweeting off pages from the treatment. I really do recommend you just going ahead and checking out that thread. He does throw some life advice at us, including things about following your dreams and how that is a ridiculous statement to make. It's like, find what you're good at and then do it for the betterment of yourself and the people around you, society in general. And then one of the tweets is going to bring us into our final segment for today, which has actually been our total segment. So in response to what 2018 movie Gunn is most excited to see, he says, Black Panther, capitalization, exclamation point, which brings us to, I know I've been tidbitting with Black Panther. Now we're going full Black Panther. And we're going to start this full Black Panther with, so Black Panther existed before. It was in 2010, BET had an animated series. I have seen all of it. There is not much to see. Sorry to say. Those episodes are short and there are not many of them. But we are about to watch the animated intro right now. So, yes. Woo. Nice.
I've never seen
what? Yes. 2010. This is based off of Reginald Hudlin's series with it. Yeah. And the voice of T'Challa is voiced by Djimon Hounsou, and he was Karrath the Pursuer in Guardians of the Galaxy. And if you don't remember who that is, at the very top of Guardians, when, Star-Lord is like, some people call me Star-Lord. He's like, who? And it looks like he has like horn things on his head. That's Karrath, and that's the same guy that voices T'Challa in this. And Alfre Woodard was Ramonda. What? And yes, they had a storm. Yes, they did. That was Jill Scott. Oh.
No way.
Oh, man. Find it. Maybe it's on YouTube. Maybe you can find it on YouTube. But yes, there's a little animated series. And you know what? The animated series, it's good. I liked it. It enjoyed. So maybe we can have another animated series, hopefully, if we can get everybody's nerd fire, like, up and at them. So, yes, a lot of other fun facts then. I've dropped a lot of knowledge on you. I hope you followed along with me with it. So, but let's do quick little overview of stuff. So, with Black Panther, this is going to be directed by Ryan Coogler. For those, cinephiles out there, he did Creed and also Fruitvale Station. And he's also going to be working with a number of designers. One of the designers is Hannah Beckler, I believe her name is, Beechler. And she is a person that has worked on Moonlight and also Beyoncé's Lemonade. So we know how stylistic that was. Basically, this entire segment is everything you need to nerd about Black Panther. I want to get you interested because I want you to get a ticket. But not only that, I want you to buy Black Panther itself. And one of the things, I think it was a Kristen Deaton that she tweeted at me. And she was like, hey, I have limited time when it comes to reading things. What should I start to read? Normally I say go ahead with Christopher Priest's run, The Client. And what that does is that it has everything from the viewpoint of Everett Ross. And it kind of has a 90s flair to it where it does some sort of, it does time play jumps. But it really does introduce Black Panther in a different way than he has been up to that point. When you go to the original, like 1966, Stan Lee and Jack Kirby, when he's going up against Fantastic Four, and I believe this is Fantastic Four number 52 and 53, he takes on the Fantastic Four, like, for S&Gs, because they're kind of, they're in Wakanda, and he's like, no, let me test you, prove my mantle as king and everything like that. But between that point, from that point to up to Christopher Priest's run, he's kind of more of a person on the periphery. He gets hit a lot, shot a lot. So I say Christopher Priest because not only do we get the Dora Milaje there, you specifically get it's Okoye and Nakia. In Christopher Priest's run, they're teenage, like, ninjas. They just do everything and anything. It's very fun. But yeah, so for that. And then some other overviews with this. So for Wakanda in general, Wakanda is unfortunately a fictional city in Africa, a fictional country in Africa. Wakanda itself is, I think, going to be another character within this film, kind of along the way that New York is another character when it comes to Daredevil, when it comes to Luke Cage. It's like it's this whole other entity that, mm-hmm. you know, it can't be set anywhere else. With Wakanda, the people, they're isolationists. T'Chaka, who's T'Challa's father that you saw him killed in Civil War, was very much an isolationist. The reason why they are is because they have vibranium. Vibranium is the, I mean, it's like gold times 10 million. You can only really find it there. Well, comic books kind of have it scatter out. But let's say, you know, for this particular purpose, you can find it in Wakanda. And it's very dangerous, but it's also very helpful. So because with the Wakanda design group, they have it where they are able to, like, you name it, they build it. I mean, Okoye comes up with these, well, she doesn't come up with, but the Wakanda design group has these ectoplasm, like, pellets that you can put into a normal gun and shoot at somebody, and it's like a non-lethal way to put somebody down, for instance. And that's just one of many things that Wakanda Design Group comes up with. Who Shuri, who's the sister of T'Challa, is very much a part of. She's kind of like, let's say, the tech maester. She's the Q to T'Challa, but she's also a warrior in her own right. And so, yeah, I mean, steer me a little bit, Ollie, because I have just a number of things that I can say here. And if the chat room also wants to get on this, actually, maybe I should just go down the question list that we have.
I know there's lots of Black Panther questions we got for you. So fire away.
Yeah, really quick.
There's so many.
All right, we'll just do this really quick then. Kevin Carter at Kevin Carter 559 says, what would you like to see as a character arc for Killmonger? I would personally like to see him survive Black Panther and have a sort of Magneto, Professor X, gray area relationship with T'Challa for the future. Awesomeness, yes, I'm on board, signed and sealed. And that is a perfect way to describe the two of them. There's no, I'm going to say this, there's no way they can kill Eric Killmonger in this because he is exactly that for T'Challa. We need that because with T'Challa, Eric Killmonger in the comics, he is exiled and then he's actually taken capture by Ulysses Klaue for a while. Not a good time for him. And he ends up ending up in Harlem where he's just abandoned and then he has to grow from that and he becomes Eric Killmonger. And the movie, it looks like they're going to do this thing where he's going to be Eric Stevens, who's actually a special ops officer, and he then gets the moniker Killmonger because of his fighting style. I'm okay with either one of those, whatever they go with. But yes, they need to preserve that relationship between the two of them. But that does say, and then Asi Kangarashuju at OK is tweeting, and I'm sorry if I messed up your name. I know that you've talked about possibly having Namor and Doctor Doom in the sequels as enemies, but are there some other villains you'd like to see? Maybe some that are lesser known? Yes, there is a Shebe, and I do believe that we see a Shebe in this. I think we've seen him a number of times in the trailer, and he is the person that has this a giant green disc, like, in his lip. Something with a Shibe is that he's known for his, like, maniacal smile. For me, I know him mainly from the Christopher Priest run, where he is, like, a somewhat socially adjusted Joker character. And if T'Challa is Marvel's Batman, which he totally is, oh, just read one of the comics. Just read one. And you'll see how he is totally Marvel's Batman. Then, yes, Shibe is that Joker. So then throwing in Eric Killmonger, that's a really good, like, tripod of villainry there that can happen. It's like, does Eric Killmonger then side with the Shibe and let's just go ahead, destroy the world, the Shibe is going to be reigning, or does he side with T'Challa, who he does not agree with and who he feels has been spoiled by his Western influences, not taking his kingship the way that he would, the way that Eric Killmonger would if he was king. So, but yeah, there's a number of other villains that we could have. There's the White Wolf, who is head of the Hatut Zarasi, which is the secret police of Wakanda. Oh my God, these guys. So during T'Chaka's reign, there was the secret police. I mean, I guess if we were going to say the SS of Wakanda, where it's just, they got things done so that the king didn't have to dirty his hands. And that's a way to say that. And Hunter, the lead of them, the White Wolf, he was found as a baby when an airplane crashed on Wakanda's grounds, and T'Chaka took him in as his own. So there's this kind of weird relationship between Hunter and T'Challa. So that could be a villain that they could also do. Some other characters that they can actually throw in there. There's a Dr. Drum that is involved in this. And Dr. Drum, Jericho Drum, that's a possibility for, that's someone that could actually heal Bucky Barnes's character. I mean, and you know him from, in Doctor Strange, his brother was in there for like a hot second. And one of the things with Dr. Drum, he's kind of like the shore that gulfs between the world of the living and of the dead. So very real possibility that they could have him in there. And that would be a really good way to deprogram Bucky Barnes. Well, in my opinion. Oh, and I love that people are coming up with their own things. Oh, they're saying Moon Knight as Batman. Yeah. Yeah. But, I'm still going to go Black Panther.
You politely disagree.
I politely disagree. I very much enjoy Moon Knight, and I really do wish that they did some sort of Netflix series with him. Something like The Raid, like something like that. The Raid meets Judge Dredd kind of a thing, but episodic. I would love that. That would be great. So, there's a Dr. Drum, and then there's Brother Voodoo. I don't believe I mean Dr. Voodoo, but please correct me if I'm wrong, but I thought it was Jericho Drum and then Daniel Drum, and Brother Voodoo is Jericho Drum. But if I'm wrong, hey, I'm wrong. Some other of the Dora Milaje, also known as the Adored Ones, I'm just going to say this real quick, and then we're going to go to our shout-out section and wrap up our show. So, you have Okoye, and that is Danai Gurira. She, you know her from The Walking Dead, where she plays Michonne. She is intensity itself. She is so well cast for this particular role. Okoye she's like a staunch traditionalist. She believes in Wakanda. Wakanda can believe in her. Wakanda is the only way. She's not necessarily all about that Western influence, not like Nakia is. Nakia is a Wakandan spy. She's trained to go out and diplomatically, get information, everything. So she's much more malleable when it comes to that. So when I think of someone that might end up betraying T'Challa, I think of Nakia first. And I very much love that Lupita Nyong'o is Nakia for that reason. Then also Nakia has serious hots for T'Challa, but at that time that they are, he's only seeing Monica Lin, which is why I would really like her in there. And then just to toss this in real quick, Ayo, played by Florence Kasumba, you know her from Civil War when Black Widow was standing in front of T'Challa's car and she walks up to her and she goes, "Move or you will be moved." And we got that Dora Milaje back in Civil War. I am so about that. So, I mean, I really hope that this has stoked that nerd fire for you, because that is what this is about. I'm so excited about this property. I've wanted this for longer than I realized that I ever wanted. And it's here now. I mean, just that one commercial that they have where they have the... When we talked about this last week, that one commercial that they have with the vibranium Nerf. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is something that didn't exist for us before, and now it exists. And I love it. I'm going to go out and get that. Why wouldn't I? You know, I can just shoot some of my friends. I'll come in and shoot you and Koi with it.
Put it on everything. The table. It'll be lovely.
There we go.
It'll be amazing.
So, but yes, for Merry Marvelites. So, oh, we don't really have a shout-out section. So we do have this Black Panther appreciation video. This is from Michael Young II. And we're going to go ahead and play that now.
What is up, Marvel movie news? Yo, Black Panther, let me tell you, I am so excited to see just the vision of Black excellence in a way that we have never seen before. You know, kings, queens, in a world that is so ornate, there is so much makeup and so much set design that is just on point. I am just ready to visit Wakanda. I am ready to see the King T'Challa do his thing. And Black Panther has shown not only one type of person, but a myriad of Black faces on screen and dignity and royalty. And it is so amazing to see. And I can't wait to see Marvel's new hero. Of course, to you guys out there, but to me, it's been a king for a very long time. So yeah, that's what's up.
And you can follow him at That Nerd Soul. So thank you for that, Michael. And up here we have Kristen Deaton, who originally was like, "Hey, I don't have the time to read everything." And she sent a picture where she goes, "It's a snow day in Alabama. This means I can actually watch Marvel Movie News and Markia McCarty. And Markia Movie News this afternoon." And so we have a pic of her, and she is reading Christopher Priest's run. We'll have that up in a second, but thanks for sending that in, Kristen. Yes.
I wish it was a snow day in L.A.
Freak out. We would not know what in the world to do. And there's like a number of other questions, just like fast fire through it. What's the chance of Soul Stones and Black Panther? I think there's a very high chance. Why else would Cole Obsidian even bother going there? Yeah, yes, the most technically advanced society on planet Earth. It's like Earth's Asgard, which is what Wakanda is. But I think the real reason why they would go there is for a Soul Stone. So, yes, I think it has to be there somewhere. Maybe we will see that in Black Panther. Maybe it'll be near the end. And then real quick, thoughts. And that was from Dave Mills at 2_slow64. And the director's cut at _directors_. Cut. Thoughts on when Black Panther's vibranium ring reacts to Bucky's arm in Civil War? Could Bucky's former arm be an artificial vibranium? This is a lot of speculation on the internet with that one. And I absolutely love that question, because like for me personally, I feel like then Bucky's arm has to be made like maybe laced with vibranium. I don't think they'd be able to get a hold of that much vibranium to make a full arm out of. You know, I could be wrong on this. This is all speculation. But I think that then his ring did react to a cousin of that, or the brother vibranium going through with it. I doubt that it was anti-vibranium, because then Bucky's arm could unadhere all metal everywhere. That's one of the things like Black Panther's claws is made of that. And I believe they found that in Antarctica, but, you know, correct me if I'm wrong with that. But yes, if you want to see that moment in Civil War, it's I believe it's one of the first times that they're really tussling. I believe it's near a stairwell. I need to rewatch that one with my Marvel rewatch. But yes, his vibranium ring, it looks like it starts interacting with that. Wow, we actually have so many more questions, but we're really out of time. Like I said, though, this entire show was just to stoke your nerd fire. Everything you need to nerd about Black Panther. I want you excited. I want you looking on YouTube, trying to find, you know, those episodes of 2010 Black Panther. You know, I want you to go ahead and look at Christopher Priest's run. Go ahead and look at Reginald Hudlin's. I'm not a big fan of the dialogue of it, but the story is so... It's outsold Priest's run, so that says a lot also with it. And then if you have limited time, and I believe I said this earlier, if you have limited time, then just read Ta-Nehisi Coates' newest one. That's the newest Black Panther, because that's actually the one that the movie is probably going to be based on. And then if you tend to have a little bit of extra time after that, then Roxane Gay's World of Wakanda really explodes the Dora Milaje world, specifically Ayo, who's played by Florence Kasamba, and Anika, it might be Aniko, and believe me when I say that they are OTP, and their story should be its own thing, because it involves, you know, breaking out of jail. So it's kind of like a prison break thing, but it's like all women. It's extremely African also. I mean, it goes into that other culture, and it's kind of like an origin story type of thing. So, you know, why not? All of these things and more. Wow, I went the full time.
You schooled us all. Thank you so much, Markia.
Man, there is still so much. Please find your own Black Panther niche. Like, get in there.
You still have a month.
You still have a month. This was basically because I had the table for today. So, yeah. But if you have any further, you know, conversations you want to have about Black Panther, then please hit me up. I'm at Markia McCarty, MarkiaMccarty. Love to talk about that, wrestling, Sailor Moon, and such. Ollie, where can they find you?
Find me on all social media platforms at Ollie Dreamer. Thank you so much, Markia. You were amazing today. I wish you could do this more often, but obviously we love Koi as well. So yes. I mean, you have to share the table every now and then, right?
I am sweaty. Oh, my lords. And thank you, Aunt Manthony in the booth, for like really bringing at home with us. And thank you, and we will see you every Tuesday at the normal Marvel movie news at 2 p.m. PST. Love you till then.
Bye.
From producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire Popcorn Talk Network, we would like to thank you for tuning in. For questions or comments, be sure to visit popcorntalk.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of the Popcorn Talk Network. Views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of the Popcorn Talk Network or its owners or principals.